A fable. There were once two friends. One was named Raymond, the other was named Simon. Raymond, well, folks called him Ray, and Simon, folks called him Simon. They were good friends, and one day they decided that they wanted to explore playing golf. And so they went out, got some clubs, went out on the course, and Ray did pretty well. He was decent, just kind of right off the bat. And Simon was really struggling. So he suggested to Raymond, "Ray, I think we should take some golf lessons." And Ray was like, "Well, I don't know. Oh, all right, I guess I will. I'll join you in that." And so anyway, they kind of do some investigating, and they find out there is a golf pro there at the club that everybody respects. He was actually pro for a while and was just getting on in years and just enjoyed coaching people about how to play golf. And so they lined up individual lessons, and so Ray was the first one. And the lesson kind of went like this, is Ray had a pretty good swing, and the coach, his name was Josh, by the way, Josh would say, "Well, you know, there's some pretty good things, but if you'll just make this one little change, you'll get actually more accuracy and a little more distance." And so that was, of course, on the driving and stuff. And so Ray would say, yeah, and he'd sort of do it. And Josh would say, "Well, you almost got it," and try it again. He'd sort of do it. And then that went on for a while, and he coached him on drives and chip shots and putting, and pretty quickly I'm going to get out of my element because I don't play golf. But anyway, they had that first lesson. And then, you know, after every so often, Ray would come back and take lessons from Josh. And Josh noticed that he had to keep giving the same coaching over and over. What you need to know about Josh is he was a good athlete. He played lots of sports. And so when he started playing golf, he goes, "Oh, okay, this is sort of like hockey. Okay, this is a little bit like tennis. Oh, this is, in a weird way, sort of like curling." And so he just kind of brought that knowledge that he had developed playing these other sports and just applied it to golf. And also, in playing those other sports, he was just kind of naturally gifted. And so he never worried about taking the coaching from his hockey coach or the other folks on the curling team. He always was pretty good and was pretty sure that their coaching might be interesting, but all he had to do was really kind of keep following his instincts and he'd be just fine. So whenever the golf pro Josh would coach him on something, he'd kind of pretend to hear it, but then he'd go back and keep practicing the way that he thought it was really going to help him advance. And sure enough, he improved a little bit. But after a while, Josh said, "I don't think there's any more coaching I can give you." Now, the sessions with Simon were a little bit differently, because Simon was pretty clear. He didn't know hardly anything about playing golf. And so he was like a sponge. Everything that Josh said to him, it's just like he committed it to memory. And actually, he had a notebook with him, and he'd pull out, and when he gave him some coaching, he'd write it down, and Josh would be saying, "Just try it out." It's like, "Hold on a second, I got to get it down." And so he was taking copious notes, and sure enough, he was focusing on everything, getting every step to how to swing and how to putt, and he was really focused on making sure that he was doing it right. And so he would keep coming back time after time. And Josh would notice that, boy, he was taking the coaching. He was remembering everything. And so he was getting a lot of the techniques down and a lot of the mechanics down. But, oh my gosh, he was stressed. And so Josh kept coaching him on how to kind of get into the moment and kind of not be about remembering everything, but just to allow things to happen. And Josh and Simon would go, "Okay, wait a second, let me write that down. Okay, breathe for 3 seconds 3 times. Okay, I got it. Be what was that second thing? Oh, yeah, get peaceful. Okay, get peaceful. Right, get peaceful. How do I do that? And you get the picture. Is that, sure, he kept developing more and more clarity about the various mechanics, but it was also rather stressful having the 250 things that he'd written down, always remembering them when he was playing the game. After a while, going back to Ray, when he realized that he wasn't really going to improve, he wasn't turning into a star or anything, he just kind of lost interest. And when you ask him if he was a golfer, he started, instead of saying, yeah, I'm really golfing, he'd say, yeah, I'll play sometimes. Whereas Simon, it became his life. I mean, he was out on the course as much as possible and always looking for, you know, three others to play a foursome with. Only it started getting harder and harder. Because first of all, he was so stressed when he was playing. I mean, he wasn't very sociable. He didn't chit-chat. It wasn't a very enjoyable thing. Plus, since he learned how to do it right, he started telling everybody else what they were doing wrong. And it's interesting. Not everybody wanted to hear it from him. And so eventually, you know, it was almost like the new people that showed up at the club were the ones that would get suckered into playing with him, but after a couple of times, they found a way to not get caught up there too. A while after the lesson stopped, Simon called up Ray and somehow convinced him to come out and play a round of golf. So they're out on the course playing, and the coach, the golf pro, was there, Josh, and he was watching him, watching Ray do the same old swing, the same old things, the same old flaws, the same old bad habits over and over, but doing okay, because he'd always done okay. And of course, Simon was there telling him everything he was doing wrong. He's just watching this whole interaction, and you could just see in him, even from far off, how tense he was and how focused and how hard he was working at it. And so Josh just watched him. Part of him was sad, but he knows he can't, if people won't take the coaching and can't hear it, they can't hear it. And so then he just went on playing the game he was playing, joyfully racking up the hole-in-ones, enjoying the company with the other golfers, and just really, really getting life out of playing golf.